Mystery. This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Ronnie Shaw. Episode number 1190 is here. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are Podbot Door AI. Last week, I met a friend of mine who is a fraud expert and asked him about the scam of mystery shoppers. He went deep into the bank and found Val Brokesmith's troubled son, read the questionnaire, introduced himself and invited the bank employee back to his home. She issued a code called Audrey, which meant there had been a robbery at a bank she worked at. Bank robbers, he suspected, manage something that forces you to uncover a combination in the bank's vaults. I believe that the mystery shopping by the banks paints an inaccurate picture of what is happening in the banks, but it is necessary to ensure good customer service at the banks. That's the kind of question that marketing and retail companies want to answer to their test buyers. It is childish and bitter, just like not shopping, and it is something the regulators would like to know. The point is that the mystery shopping by banks appears to exist to get employees into trouble because they don't follow arbitrary rules that have little to do with customer experience. On the other hand, the best way to use the mystery shopping of banks is to monitor and evaluate the behavior of employees and, most importantly, to link this behavior with customer service, customer satisfaction, and other customer service objectives. In order to generate actionable data for the mystery shop, Hirschberger says, banks must identify specific measures that represent the expected behavior of employees in a particular institution. If well designed and designed to measure employee behavior, banking secrecy can determine the significance of that employee's behavior for a bank's customer experience and goals. To ensure that these incidents are handled and to inform employees about future interactions, these interactions need to be managed and monitored in real time. Develop a unique scorecard based on your goals and have trained bank test buyers evaluate your banking business. Develop a goal-based, unique scorecard with a focus on customer satisfaction and customer service. Have trained banks test buyers to assess the banking transactions. Develop a goal-oriented, unique scorecard, with an emphasis on user satisfaction, customer service, and customer service. Let bank secrecy evaluate bank buyers. Do you think mystery shopping is a good way to evaluate your bank's customer service, or is it just a marketing ploy for the bank? We have been providing mystery shopping at banks for over 20 years and help you achieve your goals by creating great customer experiences that increase sales and customer loyalty. Our customer experience solutions take your business to the next level, including a wide range of customer service, product and service options. We deliver ROI, are tailored to specific cultural and team needs, and fulfill our mission of helping customers meet their financial needs. Says, it seems that the training of plate platforms is not usually standard. You will continue to pay a heavy price for not understanding the secrets of banking. You have paid a high price for this and continue to pay it because you did not understand mystery banking. You are and will continue to pay a heavy price for not understanding the secrets of the banks. Paranoia and fake business set away. It is time for the mystery shopping of the banks to be a thing of the past. It will be completely pointless, as it will no longer be the driving force in the lives of many people, especially young people. Soon you will no longer be using ATMs to process your regular transactions, but will instead be going to a traditional bank branch. We recommend that you talk to bank staff about what is happening and why. For more information on registering as a test buyer or MSPA member, please visit our website and Facebook page. Hirschberger of Cross Financial knows at least one bank that has sent its new employees to other banks. In one case, the auditor found that the bank's appraiser had accepted the appraisal, but that the bank's credit management had discounted the existing loan heavily. At one bank I worked for, a manager had a manager who returned and checked the bank's surveillance videos to see if the mystery shop's rating was accurate. Dalbar contacted banks to conduct a mystery shopper study and acted as if there might have been corporate guidelines. When I asked Alpha Bank, which is represented by PR firm BGR, if it had passed on new evidence from Incora's trial to the FBI for prosecution, it replied that it could not. Comment. The issues raised by her recent legal battle make it difficult to give the public a clear picture of the true nature of her relationship with Dalbar. But they have capitalized on the confusion with inconclusive and strange accounts from the Justice Department and FBI. This was the Bank Mystery, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1190. My name is Ronnie Shaw, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. Podbot Door AI.